My name is Dean Westman. I'm the agent for Fairfax County. Just like to say, we would like to leave the riprap in place. It is, as noted, within 40, 50 feet of the existing sanitary sewer infrastructure, and we feel that tampering with it now just try to replace what's in there, what we had to put in under emergency conditions, could possibly just threaten the existing thing in another, the existing structures in another hurricane or heavy rain situation.
And you agree with staff's recommendation?
Yes, I do.
Well, I think you did a good job, and I move recommend staff's recommendation.
A second, if there's no objections out there.
Any other discussion? I'd like to make one comment. I've been caught in the same situation, kind of with your pants down. And I commend you for your diligence. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. Thank you, sir. Long ride for a minute or two, but anyway.
He was probably here.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think he's complaining.
Andrew Burry.
Mr. Berry's office called this morning and said he was running a little late, but I think he made it.
Well, we held up for
it. It was an hour.
Maybe we were waiting for somebody.
Yeah.
He's buying dinner tonight.
I'll go ahead and get right into it, Kathy, if you can get the lights. Mr. Berry's requesting authorization to modify an existing permit to allow the construction of a 24-foot by 40-foot enclosed boathouse at the channelward end of a 128-foot pier in lieu of at the channelward end of a 95-foot pier adjacent to his property along Urbana Creek near Oaks Landing in Middlesex County. That's the landing that's behind Saluda. There's a location of Urbana Creek on the Rappahannock River. I'm going to go through these very quick. If you have any questions, just speak up. Property's located right there on Urbana Creek, on a little prong of Urbana Creek behind the Saluda Courthouse. The arrow depicts the project location. Creek's approximately 500 feet wide at the project site. There are other enclosed boathouses within the vicinity. The previous property owner, Mr. Foley, received a permit in 2002 that authorized the construction of a 24-foot by 40-foot enclosed boathouse adjacent to a 95-foot private pier. That permit was transferred to Mr. Berry in 2003. Last May, the commission considered a request by Mr. Berry to construct a larger 24-foot by 48-foot enclosed boathouse at the channelward end of a longer 128-foot pier. That request was approved, provided the larger boathouse was constructed as an open-sided design. Rather than accept the larger open-sided boathouse, Mr. Berry chose to proceed with the construction of the smaller enclosed boathouse. That boathouse is currently authorized to extend 95 feet channelward of mean high water. Staff had previously determined that the open pile pier extension to the requested 128-foot length was statutorily authorized. Mr. Berry now desires to construct a 24-foot by 40-foot boathouse at the channelward end of the 128-foot pier. That is, he wants to go with the smaller boathouse that's currently authorized, but move it 33 feet further out towards the end of the pier. He stated that the additional 33 feet will provide a mean load of water depth of approximately 3 feet throughout the boathouse. He said at the current location, he'd have between 1 and 3 feet at low water. Just a quick little schematic I put together showing what he wants to do. The brown shows the 95-foot pier. The orange pier extension is authorized. The location on the left here is where it's currently authorized to go. That's what he'd like to do. This is an aerial from May of last year. Oaks Public Landings in the background. The previous request had been protested by a Ms. Vera England. She has stated, however, she does not object to this proposal, provided the boathouse is not increased in size beyond that which is currently authorized. The Middlesex County Comprehensive Plan states that boathouses or similar structures should not be permitted to disrupt the scene or interfere with neighboring view sheds. However, we've not received any comments specific from Middlesex County to this proposal. This is another aerial looking up the creek. The boathouse would extend channelward of the boathouse here. That's on an end of about an 80-foot pier, I believe. public landing is located right here. The boathouse would not encroach over any public or privately leased oyster ground. No state agencies have commented on the proposal, and no objections were received from the adjoining property owners or the general public. We do not believe the project will adversely affect navigation. I used an aerial similar to this last year during the review of the larger boathouse. All I'm trying to show in this is that, and it's very rough, is that the in red would be the location of the boathouse at the end of the 128-foot pier, and it would block portions of the creek that are not would not be obstructed from the current location. The boathouse behind it would be the view. I do caution that this is just an approximate location, but it's fairly close. Although Mr. Berry is currently authorized to construct a 24-foot by 40-foot enclosed boathouse, the proposed revised location would disrupt the view from the public landing more than the currently authorized location. In recent years, staff has generally been reluctant to recommend approval for enclosed boathouses, since an open-sided boathouse provides similar protection while minimizing the aesthetic impacts. Additionally, an open-sided design eliminates the need for interior walkways and often allows the structure to be built within a smaller footprint. Staff acknowledges that an enclosed boathouse might provide additional beneficial protection for antique or wooden vessels. However, Mr. Berry does not currently own such a boat. Accordingly, since he really wants to go with the enclosed boathouse rather than an open-sided design, we are recommending denial of the proposed permit modification. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions, Chip? Thank you, sir.
The only difference is that we're moving out 30 feet.
33 feet.
That's
yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
You would approve a boathouse if you stayed inside, is that right?
He's already approved at the 95 feet.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And we had recommended if it go out further that it be of an open-sided design.
Okay.
And he really wants an enclosed boathouse.
Mr. Berry? You swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you guard?
I do.
Proceed.
I don't have very much to add to that other than the fact that...
Mr. Berry,
could you say your name? I'm sorry. It's Andrew G. Berry, Jr. from Urbana, Virginia. The one thing that Mr. Nykirk's drawing, and he said it didn't draw the scale here, showed is that when you look at going out this 33 feet, the boathouse you see on the right is Mr. Jimmy Ward's, who I've already talked to, and Mr. Ward has no objection to me going out there, but pretty much brings it consistent with where his is. Maybe a little bit further. I don't know the exact details. But what I'm trying to do is that when Mr. Nykirk asked me to do some soundings, I went in there, and if I were to come up to where the beginning of Mr. Ward's boathouse is in low mean water, it's about 1 foot. When you get back to the back of it, it's about 3 feet, and it's consistent for about 3 feet, if you can trust my depth finder at that time. I've talked to Mr. Matt Higgins from Middlesex County, Mr. Matt, about the comprehensive plan and that, and quite frankly, Middlesex County hasn't taken up or changed, to my knowledge, the comprehensive plan for a number of years back. Again, Mr. Ward on the right-hand side has no objection. It only on the left-hand side is the public landing. I've not heard anything from the Game and Inland Fisheries other than the fact of their own application to rebuild their pier. I don't think it's going to impact adversely. I think if you recall from the May hearing, I showed you a number of pictures that were consistent with the size of the boathouses that were up and down Urbana Creek, and I'd respectfully request that you give me the opportunity to move this boathouse out. If I understand correctly, I have permission right now to go out the hunt.
Yes, the open pile pier we had determined was statutorily authorized to go out to 128 feet.
So all I'm asking to do is to move the boathouse from that 95-foot channel water to the 133. All right, any questions?
Any questions, Mr. Burke?
Yes.
Why do you want an enclosed boathouse?
Because I think that it protects the boats. Quite frankly, somebody asked me after the hearing last time, if I put a boat the size that I was looking in there, it's going to block the view anyhow because you're not going to be able to see through that boathouse or if it was up on a lift. I just feel very strongly about having an enclosed boathouse. I've had them in the past.
I've had one for 40 years, and I could agree totally.
That's why, to be honest with you, I backed off of the open one when I was given that opportunity for the large one.
What is it?
Thanks.
I got three.
Anybody else want to address this issue in the audience? Hearing none, the matter for the commission.
Mr. Chairman, he's already approved for the enclosed boathouse. I'd have a problem if he hadn't. Then all we want to do is move it 33 feet out. It's going to be deeper water. He's not going to be kicking up all the mud and so forth. So I would recommend that we allow him to move the boathouse out 33 feet.
You put that in form of motion?
I do.
I'll second it. It's his lucky day.
First, Mr. Holland. Second, Mr. Schick. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Motion is carried. We finally
glad
can.
He wasn't first.
Yeah. The Habitat people can go catch your train. Hope you get home. Hope you get home for dinner. Be glad to have you stay with us, Mr. Grab.
Ruffles. You got to ask public comment.
Yeah, I finished that.
Before we start Habitat, the public comment period, does anybody have anything to address the public comment? I can't see. Did Doug leave?
Doug wanted to. He's sleeping on the couch out there.
Doug wanted to and couldn't hold out? Here he comes.
Yeah.
Nobody has any public comment. Here's Doug. Public comment period, Doug.
Doug Jenkins, Twin River Watermen Association. Request what I have requested before, that we let Thomas Harvest and Clean Coal arses be able to save their seed arses as well, rather than wrecking them back overboard. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to go out there and catch Clean Coal and rake seed arses back overboard that the state needs to plant in other areas to grow out or the private sector. So that's a request I'm making again. Yeah, well, are we in? We having good moderate weather now, and they need to be harvested.